Question: do you know what type of loan is inside of a self-directed IRA? Well, the answer is a non-recourse loan. It's one of my favorite types of financial products because it's not tied to you personally, it's tied to the asset itself. So let's unpack this a little bit further. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest. We're a full-service rental real estate company. We build about 500 homes per year in some of the best rental markets in the country, built from the ground up, new construction, and we provide a tenant through our property management teams. So it's a full-service, cash-flowing property for our clients. So one of the vehicles that we use very often for our clients to buy these properties inside of their self-directed retirement account is a non-recourse loan. So let's go through what this exactly means. The reason I love a non-recourse loan is because it's not tied to my personal credit. So it's great for international investors. It's great for people who may have had some issues on their credit report in years past. And it's great for people using a self-directed retirement account. Now, the way that people are able to use a self-directed retirement account is maybe they have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 inside of an old IRA or an old 401k. They work with our team. We're able to move that over into a purely self-directed IRA. And this is, again, not something that most people are used to. Wall Street doesn't like to talk about it because they can't make money off of you now. Now you are in full control. So let's say you've got that money now in your self-directed retirement account. And again, our team can help you get those set up in about 10 minutes. It's very, very fast to do it, to transfer one of your old retirement accounts over to an SDIRA. And then from there, you can use that money as a down payment. So very often we'll get clients that will say, okay, but I've only got $60,000 or $50,000 to work with inside of my retirement account. That's no problem. That then acts as the down payment. And then the non-recourse loan with the bank picks up the slack and picks up the rest of that value, that property. And then the cash flow from that tenant, from that property goes back inside of the self-directed account. It's paying down that non-recourse mortgage. And you're building wealth literally off of a loan that is not even tied to you personally. So what does this mean? Well, again, a non-recourse loan, a bank will watch and study a market before they ever put their money up for a non-recourse loan. They need to make sure that the market itself is a job-growing market, is some in the best school districts, is a low-crime area that shows demographically a lot of upside. So that's where we build our properties, in West Texas and in Missouri, in Joplin, Missouri, some of the best rental markets in the country for job growth, diversity of businesses and employment, low crime, all of the demographics that a non-recourse lender would provide on a property. They're certainly not going to lend on an asset that's in a high crime, low job area that they're not going to want, you know, like because if you disappear, the idea is if you disappear and run to Argentina, again, it's not tied to you personally. It's tied to the asset. The loan is tied to the asset. So then that what happens is that lender would then foreclose on the property. They would take that property back into their portfolio. And because they've already vetted the property, they've already studied the demographics. They've been going through the whole construction process. They know that it's a kick-ass asset, right? They don't mind having it in their portfolio because they've already done the due diligence on it. They've put their money up against that asset, not you personally. So if you did disappear to Argentina, that would be a stupid move on your part, but the bank would be okay because the asset is great. So that's why non-recourse loans to me are so powerful, because it's like another set of eyeballs as well. You know, because you might be saying, okay, I don't live anywhere near Joplin, Missouri. I don't live anywhere near West Texas, but I want to invest in real estate. Great. Well, how can I trust that the property is going to perform, that it's a great property? Well, you're putting down a down payment, a small amount, and the bank is putting their money up. So it's really the bank, the biggest risk is then on the bank, right? And they're putting up not even in your own name, but in your LLC, in the asset of the property. So they are taking the biggest risk. So to me, it's like having an extra set of eyeballs. You've done the appraisal on the property, you've done an inspection on the property, and you have this third set of eyes, which is the bank that's putting their money where their mouth is. Today's episode is brought to you by Fundrise. As an experienced investor, you know well-positioned real estate fares better in volatile markets. But where do you go for more quality real estate investments in today's market? Our partner Fundrise is the largest direct-to-consumer alternative investment manager in the country, serving over 1.5 million people. Fundrise does everything in-house, like using their industry-first end-to-end technology to manage billions of dollars of assets. Driven by long-term economic trends like Sunbelt population migration and remote work, Fundrise manages a $6 billion real estate portfolio positioned to outperform the stock market. Interest rates might not be going down anytime soon, so while over-leveraged firms look for liquidity, Fundrise is poised with capital to deploy as opportunistic investments arise. Start building a better portfolio with Fundrise today. To start investing, visit fundrise.com/Clayton. That's FUNDRISE.com/Clayton. This is a Fundrise advertisement and is not a compensated testimonial or an endorsement. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All investments can lead to loss. And what I love is that our properties are all new construction properties that we build at Morris Invest. And so all of our properties are already tied to non-recourse financing. So they've already been approved for non-recourse financing with the banks. So if you are thinking of setting up a self-directed retirement account, you have an old IRA or a 401k, which is just sitting there languishing right now, you can move that over to a self-directed account, and then you get full checkbook control of that, of your family's future. Now, I like to say, like, if you're not familiar with what a self-directed retirement account can do, it allows you to invest in all sorts of asset classes that you might not be aware of. You could invest in Silicon Valley startups if you wanted to. You could invest in gold and silver, promissory notes. You could invest in stocks. You could invest in real estate. You can do whatever you want inside of your own self-directed account outside of Wall Street's control. See, what happens is if you're a 401k investor, you know, if you're only investing in a 401k plan, then of course you're tied to what stocks are given to you by your employer. They've partnered with Fidelity, or they've partnered with Schwab, or whomever is your 401k provider, and they've chosen like 15 that you can pick from. And very often they also force you to pick from your company's own stock. So if you work for a big company, chances are one of the big stocks in that portfolio is going to be your company's stock. You know, you go to work for Home Depot and they set up your 401k plan. By the way, Home Depot, at least this has been the case a few years ago, They set it up so that if you started working for Home Depot, they automatically enrolled you in a 401k plan. You didn't even have to do anything. You didn't have to go to a computer. They just automatically enrolled you in a 401k plan, which to me is ridiculous. So that means I don't even have a choice. Like, you're just setting up my retirement so that Wall Street and Home Depot can make profits off of me as an employee. It's crazy. But Home Depot, one of the stocks that they would provide for you to select from was their own stock. Do you see how incestuous this is? So, you know, it sounds attractive. Oh, I just get a 401k. I don't even think about it. You know, that's great. But what's really happening is all of these other people are making money off of your money. So when you set up a self-directed retirement account, no one is making money off of that. Just the custodian for a few hundred dollars a year just to manage the account. But then you have total control. There's no hidden fees. There's no other agenda. You can do whatever you want with that money. Then you can invest in real estate with a non-recourse loan. You could buy multiple properties inside of that account. You could lend to a startup business if you wanted to. Maybe you have any interest in real estate. Fine. You could then take that money. You've got $100,000 in your self-directed account. And there's a few new startups that your friends are starting up. They're starting up a new ship to order cotton candy business. And they're like, hey, John, would you like to invest in our cotton candy mail shipment company? I don't know. Yeah, I've got 100,000. I'll put up 50 and I'll invest in your cotton candy business. A little bit riskier than real estate, but you get my point. You can do whatever you want. And there's no Wall Street. There's no Home Depot. There's nobody telling you what you can invest in and what you can't invest in. So non-recourse financing, tied to the asset itself, not you personally, inside of a self-directed retirement account. It's a powerful way to build wealth. I hope you found this helpful. Again, book a call with our team if you're interested in helping you get your self-directed IRA set up in no time. Our team is standing by to help you. and check out all of the other videos that we have here on the channel. We'll see you next time.